Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about, boom, 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 enjoying the process. I think there's one thing I notice about myself, and I get caught up in this all the time, is I've got all these things going on. There's always three or four random things in my life that I'm trying to work towards. Some of them don't help each other, you know, getting really fit, but growing the business and getting stuck in business meetings where you're kind of expected to eat or drink and then you make the wrong decision and then I beat myself up about that and then I go and look at my health and I go, oh my gosh, has my health gone wrong? What is going on? And this all happens in about 2 seconds in my brain. And so, you know, today I want to talk about enjoying the journey. And some lessons I've learnt and some ideas that could help you. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so how did this topic come up? I was watching myself yesterday as I rushed through a day. You know, I've gotten quite good about setting a calendar of what I need to achieve in the day to really set out to-dos, but in time blocks. Now, I've also gotten really good at using my to-do list bingo board, which, you know, some of you have purchased the course for $7. It's really cool. It supports us and I appreciate it. So thank you for those guys who have done it. And I use this to-do list bingo. It really helps me. But what happens sometimes is I'm so busy just trying to survive and tick everything off my lists and to get everything done and to go from one kind of, I don't want to call them crisis to crisis, but one upgraded emotional event. I don't know if anyone's ever used that term, but you know, that's how it feels. You know, to the next one, and you know, not enjoying the process. Like, I'll give you a great example. I had a meeting that I had to go to yesterday, and it was with clients that we have, and you know, really cool clients, really nice guys. Really enjoy talking to them, working with them, and you know, my brain just goes into, because they'd called this meeting, which was good. I'd actually forgotten to call to sort a meeting out for a while, so they called it. And I sat there in my brain worrying, going, what is this meeting about? What do they want to talk to me about? You know, what is, you know, oh my gosh, what is happening? And so my back goes up like a cat whose hair stands on an end, and I'm worrying about this thing for the morning. And at the same time, as I'm trying to do the stuff for that meeting, all this other stuff's coming up. I have a poor habit of looking at my inbox, which is usually the worst thing in the world for anyone with ADHD or dyslexia. You know, our visual mind just runs off a million times at once. You know, the dyslexic side. And then the ADHD side is trying to do, enjoys doing three things at once to kind of make it all work and all this. It just becomes a cluster of blah. And, you know, by the end of the day, I'm burnt out. I'm really tired. And, you know, what's even worse is I get into this meeting and it's a really good meeting. It's not actually a bad meeting. It's just a where to next meeting. And it's fantastic and fun and exciting and exactly what we needed as a group to achieve something that we were aiming at. But inside my body, before I got onto that meeting, it's like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And, you know, I'm not sure if you felt this way, but it can be really challenging. And you kind of get into this next thing, next thing, next thing mode. You know, you may have kind of heard this this story before about the Olympics, is when these amazing Olympians aim for gold. You know, they're working everything. They've got gold on their mind. They want to win gold. They want to win gold. Now, when they win that gold, some of them go into a massive depression because they've reached the pinnacle of that sporting event and they can really struggle to apply that focus and energy somewhere else, right? I like to think that's how my brain works all the time on like super micro things. You know, my brain is always like, okay, what's the next big thing I want to, you know, what's the thing I'm focusing on? Oh my God, I got to get there. And then it's like, I get there. I don't even enjoy winning the gold half the time. I'm just like, okay, next, what's next? I need the next thing. And it's kind of always running like that. And that can be challenging, especially when it's coupled with the ability to visualize so clearly, right? It can be really, really challenging. And I don't always enjoy the journey. And the parts of the journey I enjoy are those moments where my phone is switched off. I'm in the moment. Maybe I'm meditating. Maybe I'm out on a walk. Maybe I've just got a moment where I'm playing with, you know, Holly's daughter, and we're just having fun, and we're really living with no purpose, if that makes any sense. And those moments, though, come very sparsely sometimes, especially when I'm in full neurodiversity mode, when my brain is just running away with me. I become very end goal orientated because that feels safer. And that doesn't mean, like, you know, I'm trying to explain this as well as I can, but this doesn't mean like just big, massive 2-year, 3-year kind of big goals. This can be like a goal in the day. I can become so focused on them that it's like, you know, I lose out the joy of it. Like if a client gives me a testimonial and says, you did really, really well, I can just, yeah, that's great. Next. Do you know what I mean? And it's just a way my brain operates. And it can be really tiring. It can be super, super tiring. You know, and it's, you know, I was going to share a couple of things that I do to try and make it better. One is find things which make you present. So for me, doing this podcast, in this moment, I'm present. Everything's about this. I'm enjoying it. I'm getting an opportunity to dig into my brain and talk through some of the lessons, challenges. I can support people and help them. So I find this really valuable for me, you know, in being present. Other places I find it as well as in my work. You know, if you find something you love, be it a sport, maybe it's creative or art. Like for me, it's in a coaching session, whether I'm talking about business or marketing or digital stuff, or I'm supporting someone with, you know, dyslexia or ADHD in a coaching session. When I'm in that session and all my energy and love is going towards something I'd say greater than myself or someone else rather than inwardly, because it's very easy to inwardly focus, I find, then, you know, then I'm in a really good space and I'm feeling present, happy. And what I'd say is I'm enjoying the journey. Same thing with meditating. You know, why I love meditating, and this can be one of the hardest things for someone with dyslexia or ADHD to do, is that I'm saying to myself, I want to slow down. Even if I have a meditative practice where there are some days I don't, you know, I would call it closing my eyes while sitting on a cushion rather than meditating is sometimes how I feel. But by doing it anyway, there are still moments of presence. I'm actually imprisoned of what's going through my brain as a thought. So I'm actually present, and it's a good feeling. At the end of it, I'm like, wow, I took that time. I took that control. And it's so easy when we're in these days, like lives today, in my day, it's kind of what runs through my head. I sound like an old man with this old brown cap on my head as I say that. But it's, you know, there's so much going on with social media, technology, people wanting our time, notifications here, there, and everywhere. It's so easy to get lost in the stimulant kind of stimulation and not slow down long enough to enjoy the journey. So what I would recommend is, one, find those points where you can actually remind yourself, you know, you're present, there's a moment, you know, you're present on a trip. There is no destination that you get to and go, wow, that was great. Because I'll tell you, everyone who's got there has gone about the same. They may feel great for 30 seconds, maybe it's an hour, maybe it's a week, but it dissipates, right? What they have is the journey that they've gone on. So it's kind of like, here's a great example. It's kind of like people waiting to have real fun until they retire at 65. I don't know if you've heard that in the old days, everyone retires at 65. They work really, really hard so they can have a great retirement. You know, it's a big joke. It didn't work out for most people like that. But, you know, it's kind of like that in our lives, as we kind of hold off this hope of happiness and enjoyment until we get to the end of a giant goal or target or process, when actually the beauty is when you can build in that awareness to the day, to the moment, to the flow that you're going through. And I know for myself, when I do that, I'm in my happiest point. I'm in my flow. I'm in enjoyment. I'm reminded why I work so hard and why I enjoy working so hard and why I enjoy, you know, what I do. But if I don't consciously do it, let's just say my brain doesn't consciously, naturally find those points of time where I slow down enough. I have to build in meditation. You know, for me, it's about 4 or 5 times a week at the moment, or I have to build in a walk, which at the moment is about once a week. It should be 3 to 4 times a week. But again, it's like, it just shows you how easy it is to fall out of it and fall into overwhelm and stimulation if you don't prioritize it or force it in. And there are times where I look at that meditation cushion and I go, I don't have time for this. And I know deep down that's just a lie, but my brain is just so wired, like so many of us, right? So many things going on. But I know the minute I finish that meditation, I'm like, wow, that was the greatest decision I've made today. And at the end of the day, it's still the greatest decision I made that day. So that's what I wanted to share, guys. It's how I'm feeling. It's how the world is kind of ticking with me at the moment. I think it's just, it was really front of mind that, you know, we get stuck not enjoying this beautiful journey we're on. And when we do look at our lives, when we reflect on what we've achieved in a year, 2 years, 3 years, it's mind-numbing. It's absolutely mind-numbing sometimes. And you go, wow, I've gotten further than I ever thought possible. Maybe I should allow myself some time to meditate or to go for a walk or, you know, do something like that. So hopefully that's added some value to your day or to your life. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week. And yeah, see ya. Just before you head off, I just wanted to share that we're about to launch our next Confident Dyslexic course. This is our premier program to help dyslexic adults who have just been diagnosed or just realized that dyslexia is a lot more than reading, writing, and spelling, go beyond that and understand how it affects and impacts all assets of your life and how to start to deal with it in a more healthy way, to start to use dyslexia as a gift and a benefit rather than just a crutch or a pain, which I know for so many people it is. It's a 6-week course, all run on apps. It is really easy to operate and run, and it won't take up all the time in your life. If you're interested, I know that's important to me. If you're interested in learning more, head to thetruthaboutdyslexia.com. I'll pop a link in the show notes, touch wood. If not, just give us a Google. We should come up the top, and we'd love to have you on the program. Have an epic rest of your day.